this on, that'll help. There are three questions from the public this evening. The answers to the questions have been circulated around the chamber and they're on green paper, and I hope you've seen them. As part of the programme motion, the meeting previously agreed to vary the order of questions, so can officers please bring forward the second public questionnaire? I would invite Amir Eden to ask his supplementary question to Councillor Ian Wingfield, who is the Cabinet Member for Environment and the Public Realm. Thank you, Mr. Eden. If you'd like to turn the microphone on and we can all hear what you say, if you'd like to ask your question. Thank you very much.
So we agree with the Council's response that buskers are difficult to regulate. Despite endless complaints and attempts to cooperate with solutions over 15 years, the situation at Bankside continues to get worse. We note PSBOs appear to be an option for managing dog-related antisocial behaviour and respectfully request that the Council consider PSBOs for busking on the riverside, and also would like to arrange a meeting with the relevant Cabinet Member and the relevant Council officers to discuss this issue.
Thank you. Thank you for that supplemental question. I can just say yes, I think. It was probably the simplest response. But I think, you know, we understand that although buskers are loved all over the world when tourists come to visit London, they make the lives of our residents quite miserable from time to time. So if they go unchecked, if they go unregulated, then it becomes a bane of your lives. So therefore, I'm very pleased that we are taking steps with other London councils to try and improve the regulatory regime that governs busking. We're in talks at this moment in time with our colleagues in other London boroughs, and hopefully that will be fruitful and something will come forward. But I do believe that, yes, we will look at the consultation results from the exercise we've just had on the PSPO. We will be reaching a decision on those results in October, and we will certainly take into account the points that you've made this evening. But in the meantime, yes, I'm quite happy, and Councillor Hargrove, that is in charge of enforcement, together or individually, we'd be happy to meet you at your convenience. So just let us know after the meeting and we'll fix something up. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Eden. I'll ask an officer to escort you. You are welcome to stay for the rest of the meeting if you've got nothing else better to do, but it's entirely up to you. Okay, thank you for that. Now, can officers bring forward the representative of the first public questioner? I would now invite Sue Amarakadiva-Kara to ask a supplemental question of Councillor Ian Wingfield, who is a Cabinet Member for the Environment and Public Realm.
There are no systems in place to prevent multiple responses to the survey. The data is surely unreliable, as it's not one person, one vote. How can the Council consider the consultation results democratic?
Thank you for your response. I'm afraid I'm no techie, so I can't give you an absolute detailed response to your particular question. However, as I indicated before in my response to the previous question, that we are still analysing the results. I do believe it will be possible to discern between multiple responses, but I can't give you the exact technical response because I don't know it. You have drawn that to my attention, and I will go away from this meeting and I will ensure that we don't fall into the traps that you've quite rightly identified. And once I've done that, I'll quite gladly inform you of the response and indeed the rest of the chamber here, so everybody's fully aware that we don't run into those problems. Is that satisfactory? For the moment, okay. Thank you very much. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And if the officer would like to escort the questioner, thank you very much. You're also invited to stay if you like. Thank you for that. I would like to invite Rebecca Coker-Adeleke to ask a supplementary question of Councillor Ian Wingfield again.
Good evening, Mayor and Council members. I have a question, a supplementary question about the consultation. Given that there were over 2,000 responses to this poorly advertised consultation, either A, with this amount of public interest, shouldn't there be a greater number of Council members involved in the final decision-making process? And secondly, surely, with that great number of responses, that indicates a broader public interest and therefore should require the Council to take a more inclusive approach to the wider question of all of these public spaces protection orders.
Thank you for your question. Yes, I take your point quite rightly. This is a consultation exercise. It's not the end of the road, so to speak. And indeed, if we think that coming out of this consultation, the conclusion is drawn that we need something that a further consultation, which is more embracive and far wider than this particular consultation, then that's one of the things that we will consider. But until we've analysed those results, which will take place over the next couple of months and then be presented, as I say, to Cabinet in October, where we can't say anything definitive at this point. But you know, I do welcome your concern, and I welcome your concern in your original question about the use of parks and open spaces in our borough, and that's why it's very pleasing to note that we've actually now been awarded another 3 green flags for Camberwell Green, Mint Street and Nelson Square Gardens, bringing a total of 28 parks now with green flags in this borough. So I think that shows the commitment from our side to ensure that the public do continue to use parks and open spaces. But I do take the point that you made this evening. It was something we will look at, and as I said before, we will communicate with you and you will let you know the full results of the consultation. Thank you.
Am I allowed to say? Sorry. Could the Council then, could the lead officer then provide members with the dates as to when the results of the consultation will be shared with this group as well as with the general public?
Yes, I've indicated that a report will be coming to the Cabinet meeting in October. The papers are circulated a good week, 7 working days, I think, before that. So that's when everybody will be aware of the full results of the in the public document.
More consultation.
That's probably a question, Dave. That too. Sorry, yeah. I have to stop you there. Yeah.
That's one of the things to be determined. Yeah. Yes.
That was greedy now. Thank you anyway. Thank you very much. If you could take it back. Thank you.